Let's talk in more detail about the Alphabet Knowledge Task. If you examine the Alphabet Knowledge Task, you will notice that the task is divided into three parts: uppercase alphabet recognition, lowercase alphabet recognition, and letter sounds. Lowercase alphabet recognition and letter sounds will not be included in the calculation of the standard because not all children will be administered these tasks. For example, to go on to the lowercase task, the child must identify 16 or more uppercase letters. If the child does go on to the lowercase task, in order to move on to letter sounds, he must get 9 or more lowercase letters correct. So if a child does not identify enough uppercase letters, he will not move on to the lowercase task. However, it is highly recommended that if a child does qualify for the lowercase task and/or the letter sounds, that you do administer these parts because it will help you to individualize your curriculum for the children in your program. Finally, when administering the tests, you must complete all of the sections within a 2-week period. Count the date that you first assessed the child as the beginning of the 2-week period. Enter this date into eData V2, along with the scores for all 6 subtasks.